This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Have you, you've heard of this guy who you have a kind of a similar accent to? Is
yeah.
His name is Russell Brand.
Your ongoing spiritual journey, because you made what in retrospect still seems like a radical decision to convert to Islam.
My God, Russell Brand. Yeah. Russell is doing a great job.
Today, it seems like a controversial thing. Perhaps like Islam has become more maligned in the sort of Anglophonic West since then.
And I really appreciate him. He veers, you know, off on a tangent with the anything goes, you know, do what you feel kind of stuff. But boy, right now he's smashing it.
What is it in particular about Islam that called to you?
And I did meet Russell back in the day. I don't know if he remembers, hopefully not.
Okay, so you've met Russell Brand. There's pictures of him before, like having or reading the Quran. So I wanted to ask you, have you met him? And how much does he know? Have you gotten a chance? Well, you probably not, but do you know people who have talked to him about Islam, or since he's there in UK, right?
What is it particularly about the nature of Islam that you feel contacted you?
Do you know what? I think he was with Jemima Khan for a couple of years. So Jemima Khan was Imran Khan's ex-wife, and she would have spoken to him about Islam. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely certain from that, you know, that he's aware of it as a world religion. Mm-hmm. The big thing for most people, brother, is the accepting of a faith from God with stipulations, morality, right and wrong, that at some point you have to say no to yourself. I think there is a great thirst for spirituality out there, but when it comes to saying and people should not do this and then there are things that you must not do, people run. You know, the nafs kind of fights you. So I think we should all pray for him. I think he's doing a smashing job of kind of fighting, you know, the big companies and big pharma. And may Allah bring him to the truth.
Ameen. So if you had a chance to sit down with Russell Brand, Lauren Boof, what would you tell him? How would you invite him to go ahead and search more for the purpose of life while we're here, and to look into the Quran like you did, to really read it and to really connect with the Creator? What message would you have for Russell Brand from Lauren Boof?
Do you know what I would say? I'd say read. I know you read. So how about reading the Sirah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, by Martin Lings? It's written in a story form, and you will know the best of creation, and you will be inspired. Inspired on whatever journey you're going on, but know about the Prophet now. It's time, inshallah.